New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney held a student town hall in his hometown Monday. Some 40 high school students packed a classroom on their lunch break and asked a variety of questions on topics ranging from current events to holding political office in general. The 18th District Democrat took a number of questions from mainly seniors at Haldane High School in Cold Spring for 45 minutes, including about the impacts of the partial federal government shutdown, the environment, LGBTQ legislation, a day in the life of a congressional representative, and running for re-election. One student asked what Maloney sees as the primary responsibilities of the younger generation in politics. Maloney answered with another question, saying, "What do you think?" He then answered that what young people do really well is not settle for the status quo.
Well, you heard one of the kids ask, you know, what can young people do? And it's such a great question because it's so often young people who look at the world and say, it doesn't need to be this way. And I think when we get a little older, we tend to think nothing can ever change. And it's kids that say, wait, you know, we can do something about the climate. We can do something about school shootings. We can do something about, you know, civil rights. And it's exciting for me to hear from him.
Senior Morganetto was interested in Maloney's answers to questions about the shutdown and what his days are like on the job.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that he cares that much about just young people. We can't even vote yet. So, like, he does, like, some of the people, like the juniors, won't even be able to vote when he runs again. So it's kind of cool that he's so interested in the people at our school.
To be clear, Maloney, who was reelected to a fourth term, has not yet announced his plans for 2020. Olivia Olson had the chance to pose a question.
I asked a question about incumbency and like how that, because I think it's really interesting how obviously there's such advantages for people who have already like been in the office. And I think it's just really interesting, like, the whole election cycle and stuff.
So how did he answer, and what did you think of his answer?
He was, like, running out of time, so he answered really quickly, but he basically just said, like, yes, there is a huge advantage, and I think it's present on both sides. It's present in every state. It makes sense why there is an advantage.
Honor O'Malley also squeezed in a question.
I asked him about how he focuses his attention on different issues, because, I mean, especially in the political climate right now, there's just so many things going on. So it's just, it's interesting to me that, of course, each person will have their own, you know, personal passions and what they want to focus on for themselves, but then having to represent their people and all that. It just, how does he balance figuring out what issues to focus on, because there's so many things to consider all at once.
What did you think of his answer?
Honestly, he gave a quick answer because he was running out of time, but I guess the best thing I thought he said was just representing his people, because of course he said personally he wants to represent, like, the LGBT community, which I think is really important, but then he also has to consider his districts and what his people want of him. So being able to balance that, I think, is a really good thing that he does as a representative.
Time did not, however, allow for Katrina Fee's question.
One of the questions that I was thinking about asking was answered by another student's question, and that was, does Representative Maloney support term limits for members of Congress? And he answered that in a question regarding how he would reform Congress. So that was really good. I was really glad I got that answer, because I think it's very important to reduce corruption and maximize efficiency of our government.
Freya Wood Gallagher asked Maloney whether he hears about something for the first time via President Donald Trump's tweets. Maloney said he does not think tweeting in the political arena is weird, but believes some of Trump's tweets are weird. Wood Gallagher, whose father is a former Cold Spring mayor, responds to what she thought of Maloney's full answer.
I thought it was interesting because I'd never thought of Twitter as like the new version of just like a public announcement or something. So he seemed like it seemed very normal to him. Like he was saying, well, yeah, like of course that we like learn stuff from his Twitter. It's just that like when his senior advisors, the president's advisors, learn stuff from his Twitter, that's when it gets like messy.
And one of the students who did not ask a question was Maloney's daughter, seated in the back row.
Well, I'm glad she's here. You know, when you have teenage daughters, you never know whether they're going to want to listen to you talk or not. So I'd consider that a success. But kidding aside, my daughter Daly's actually very involved in politics at the school. She was one of the leaders in the walkout movement after Parkland and takes a real interest in politics. I have no idea where she gets that from.
After the student town hall, Maloney headed across the Hudson River to Orange County to host his inaugural Seniors Advisory Board meeting in Walk Hill. The advisory board consists of local experts who focus on issues impacting older Americans, including adult care, nursing home conditions, concerns about fraud and scams, and Medicare and Social Security. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Cold Spring.